phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Presenting the 945th Dream Hour program, Music for the Shut-Ins.
Good morning, North State, and this is Carl Bott. Welcome to News Talk 1400 KQMS and the 233rd birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah, Marines. What a day. 233 years, I don't think I look a day over 100. Anyway, hey, I'm joined today by my producer, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kelly. And, of course, my beautiful partner, Linda Bott.
Good morning, and I'm very excited about the Marine Corps Ball tonight.
Marine Corps Ball tonight. There was a Marine Corps Ball Saturday, our past Saturday we went to.
And you were keynote speaker, and by the way, you were fabulous.
You know what? It's I don't know about being fabulous, but when you're surrounded by heroes like that, by all these Marines that fought in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, fought in the Gulf Wars in Iraq. You know, they're heroes. You know, to me, they're heroes. They're, you know, the greatest generation. They're in their 80s. They've accomplished so much in this world. What a bunch of heroes. And today, of course, being the Marine Corps birthday, we celebrate that today as we've done every year. And I hopefully that we have a number of Marines that will be calling in today and talking about being a Marine and what it's like to be in the Marine Corps. But we've got a number of other things, too, we're going to be talking about. The parade on Saturday, the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City, was outstanding. The weather was great. I don't know if they had 1,000 motorcycles there, but they sure had a lot. They were numbered in the hundreds of motorcycles. Plus, they had another 72 entries in this parade. If you did not see this parade, you really missed a great spectacle, a great celebration. They had a flyover by this an Air Force jet, like a C-17 or something like that, that just rocked and rolled right over the parade route. Huge plane. Okay, look, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS here, and it's also the 233rd birthday of the United States Marine Corps. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Marines, and we're going to be talking about how you memorize every word in the Marine Corps hymn when you're at boot camp. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS right here. Our phone line's here, 221-1402. And there's just a number of other things that are going on in the world today with the transition of power from President Bush to Senator and President-elect Barack Obama. Something that doesn't happen in many areas of the world. Many areas of the world, when there's a transition of power, everybody's killed on one side or the other. In fact, so the fact that here is probably one of the most, if not the most powerful nation in the world, has a peaceful transition of power every 4 years. What a great thing. But I think, and it looks like there's going to be some changes right away, too.
Well, going back to the Marine Corps Ball and the fact that it's Marine Corps birthday, we want to encourage anybody who's got somebody serving. They know that their father or their brother or their mother or their sisters are listening, and they might be driving someplace, or they just kind of have, you know, KQMS on in the background. Give us a call, 221-1402. We want to encourage you today to say something. This is your time to boast your heart.
That's right. You know, in fact, we met some people that at the ball who's got one son in the service. I think he's in Iraq right now. They've got another one at boot camp, and the third one, who's 11, is joining the junior Marines. So that's they're kind of covering all their bases there. And she said, you know, we've never their father was in the Navy. Great people. And said that, you know, he never pushed them one way or the other. But then when the oldest son decided he wanted to do that, and then of all things, the youngest son who came in, or the youngest one, was wearing a T-shirt about pain leaving the body, weakness is pain leaving the body, was harassed about it at school.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the phones. Bernice, good morning.
Hi there. So nice to hear, to be able to speak to you.
Oh.
My husband's a Korean War veteran.
Yes, ma'am.
Marine.
He's a hero.
Well, of course. And the parade was just awesome. I've lived in Reading for a number of years, and Mel and I took a few years off and went traveling. And we always get that parade when we're in town. But I wanted to ask you one little question besides happy birthday. Did I hear you say something about a Marine ball tonight? I thought there was one Saturday, which unfortunately we didn't hear about till late.
Yeah, there was one Saturday, and there's another one tonight, and it will be at the
Hilton.
At the Hilton. They've had this one set up for a while.
Could you give me some information on that so I can see if we can get in?
Well, you know,
when they first started, way back when Bill McDaniels did the Marine Ball, we started going then.
And you know what I'm going to do is let me give you a number to call. Because I don't have that information right here, but if you call this number, 241-2682, that's my office phone. And as soon as I get home, I will call you back and tell you the person to call to see if you can still get in.
Thank you so much. I ran into somebody yesterday, and they said they'd gone to the ball, and I said, oh, my gosh, I totally didn't hear about it. We used to be on the mailing list, and I've been so sad. So if we could get on this one, I'd be there.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we do this every year, and people that have never been in the Marine Corps that get invited to the balls and see for the celebrations they're awed by it because of our esprit de corps and the history of our corps that comes out in this. Anyway, hey Bernice, thank you so much for calling, and please give your husband a hug for its Marine Corps birthday.
I will,
and hopefully we'll see you tonight.
And call me.
I look forward to. Do you have my phone number?
No, you need to call me at that 241-2682.
Oh.
Just leave me your phone number instead of putting it out over the air, and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
What's up, Daniel?
Well, this is Senior Chief. I'm going to throw you a salute. Salute to the Marine Corps.
Thank you, Senior Chief.
And I just want to also send a salute out to my friend Mike and Donna Moore. Their daughter is serving with the Air Force in Iraq right now.
She's a hero too. I tell you what, Master Chief, it's the type of thing that it's hard to describe it to people. You know, the Marine Corps and the Navy have been intertwined since the beginning. The Marines used to be aloft in the rigging, fighting while fighting from above. While the Navy would get in close.
Well, that's true, but I'm retired Coast Guard.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, we were the boat drivers there in World War II. It took you guys into the beaches.
Absolutely. Coast Guard, you know, that's the other thing, too, is that the Coast Guard has expanded so much. They're everywhere also. I mean, it used to be just along the coast, but now, you know, if there's a fight someplace, you know those coasties are going to be there.
Well, I had my hand up on the 91 incident, but they didn't tap me.
Oh, well, you know what? It's give yourself another year or two. You know, we've got another couple wars coming, I think. So
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, sir.
All right.
God forbid.
Yeah, God forbid. But I tell you what, the one of the things about the and you say, you know, you take a look at the headlines today. It says, you know, terror incident probably in the next 6 months. Well, I can't help but think that since it's been historical precedence that something's happened. I don't know if they're just waiting. I know for 7 years, and we're not even going to get into the different types of, you know, who did what to whom, but for the last 7 years, we have not had an attack on our country. And that, you know, thank God for that. There's a number of reasons for that people will never know about. There's a lot of people out there that have fought and died that people will never know about to keep this country safe. And I'm not talking in major wars.
Well, on a local level, when people are when their jobs are at stake. When you, of course, you're hearing what's happening with GM. There'll be 10,000 people that could be unemployed here soon. But what's happening on a local level, when, again, the unemployment rate is high, is that there's a lot of theft. And that goes back into our show on Saturday when we had Patrick Jones on in guns. And even though we're going to take a break here, we're going to talk about some gun safety and a little clever thing that came out about what's wrong with carrying a gun. Because, of course, you know, Carl and I are advocates. We'll still take your calls here, 221-1402. It is Marine Corps birthday.
Hoorah. So much can happen in any record search life. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott here at 221-1402. And Bernice, we just were talking about it during the break that Dr. Ray Johns called in on Saturday and said he's got two tickets. So if you call Haven Humane, he may still have those tickets if somebody hasn't called him already.
And that's for the Marine Corps Ball tonight.
For the Marine Corps Ball tonight. That's right. So it's Haven Humane, Dr. Ray Johns. He was injured, or he had an operation, and he cannot make it to the ball tonight. So... Now, you were talking about the people that own weapons or that want to carry weapons, or...
Well, it was interesting. You know how wonderful emails we get. Some we dump. Some we think, wow.
Some not so wonderful.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things I won't quote out of this, but there are about four sayings here that I like. I don't carry a gun to make me feel like a man or a woman. I carry a gun because... I'm just going to use men, because we know how to take care of ourselves and those we love and have a right to protect.
Yeah, but you know what?
Bottom line.
Yeah, that's true. And there's another that we're going to put up on the website, by the way, freefireradio.com, about sheep, wolves, and sheepdogs, that there are people out there that are protectors. And the fact is that a woman does need to know how to protect herself, and if she is legally able to do so, why shouldn't she carry a weapon?
The other one is, I don't carry a gun because I love it. I carry a gun because I love life and the people who make it meaningful to me.
How bad would you feel if you had the ability to protect your loved ones and you didn't, and you couldn't do it?
I don't carry a gun because I feel inadequate. I carry a gun because, unarmed and facing three armed thugs, I am inadequate. Those are the reasons right there.
Well, you know, that's, you know, not everybody's ever going to agree on that. But the Second Amendment, I hope, does not come under attack. President-elect Obama said that he respects the right for people to bear arms. And he said rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Now, at what level is he talking about? I know he is against the concealed carry. I know that he has voted at times. He's voted against center fire ammunition, which is all the hunting ammunition. And you're starting to see things about wanting to mark and serialize every round of ammunition with a laser print. And it's you know, it's not, it's one of the things that's been introduced in California, but something like that would effectively put the people in California out of the ammunition business if it went for California, and if it went nationwide, could have a tremendous impact on everybody.
Well, you know, it's a kind of a weird, colorful dichotomy, because I'm sure there's people out there listening that are just, you know, peace-loving people. That's where you want to come from first, because if you think violence first, it really, your energy is of a violent, just it's unnerving. And you know, I hang out with girls that are into yoga. I mean, we're peaceful people, but I also want to be able to know how to do the other. I want to be able to, if I had to, carry a gun, know how to operate it, know how to protect myself with a weapon, but also that, you know, I can handle myself physically as well.
Well,
be strong in my core.
Jerry.
Hi.
Good morning.
Beautiful sunrise this morning.
It sure
Thank
was.
You.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. I have two questions. Well, one, I want to say, one of my friends sent me an email. She's a young lady in Tracy, a school teacher. And if you're in a car driving and an unmarked car comes up behind you and flashes lights like an unmarked police car.
Uh-huh.
That you should not pull over until you're either at a gas station or someplace where there's people. And also, with your cell phone, dial *77, because that puts you into apparently a centralized state trooper deal, and they can check to see if there's supposed to be any...
I don't think
police cars there.
I don't know about the *77. I would not rely on that one at all. Maybe we'll have a police, somebody from the police will call in. But I do heartily agree. If it looks like an unmarked car and somebody wants you to pull over, never pull over until you get to a spot where you're safe. Some people have said even drive to a police station.
Right.
But someplace where you can park and people are around you that you will not. So that if it indeed is a policeman, he will understand that. He won't say anything to you. He will respect that. And if it's not, you've just saved yourself a lot of heartache.
Yeah, it would be neat to know if that's really true, because they said they had checked and this was good in all 50 states.
Well, you know what? I'd check on Snopes.com or something like that, you know, Urban Myth. But what we'll try and do is we'll see if we can't get a policeman on sometime during this rest of the program here to talk about it.
Okay. And the other thing I want to know is, are there any rules about being able to buy shotgun bullets for your shotgun?
Nope. You can go out and buy ammunition right now as much as you want.
Okay. Because before Obama gets in, I would like... like to get some shelves without having a problem.
You don't have to worry about that. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here.
All right.
So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay, this is Carl Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402, and the people are starting to back up. So give us a call on the other side. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402, and... some of our callers just kind of like disappeared during the break. You all have got to stop doing that when I run out to get coffee.
You know what I was really impressed with when we went to the Marine Corps ball on Saturday night is that, of course, all of the Marines stand to attention when the Marine Corps hymn is being played.
Yes.
But you knew every single word, and I'm talking three verses, long verses.
Well, you know, it's easy to do. See, when you go in the Marine Corps, I enlisted first, and then... you do a lot of times you just stand at attention in front of your rack, and you just learn how to stand there, and it's part of discipline. And then that evening or that night when they put you to bed, you get up, everybody jumps into the rack at the same time, and you lay there at attention. And when you lay there at attention, you start singing the Marine Corps hymn. The first week you sing the first verse, second week the second verse, and third week the third verse. So even though it was happened 38 years ago, I remember I remember every word. And then you hear it, of course, through the next 30 years of your life. It's the other thing, too, is that where I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, I can remember almost every day, probably even hours, when I was at boot camp. It is such an indelible impression on your young mind there. I remember my drill instructors. I remember what they look like. I remember one of them used to chew Juicy Fruit because he was in my face a lot. So.
But you were so cute when you sang those words. You sang it with your chest out at the top of your lungs.
I was looking at you
like, whoa.
Hey, it's the only time that Linda lets me sing in public. It's during the Marine Corps hymn on the Marine Corps birthday at the Marine Corps birthday ball. She lets me sing out loud. Otherwise, she looks at me because my singing voice has been compared to like a 155 round going off. So
that is not true.
Anyway.
So tomorrow is a big day.
Tomorrow's another big day. It's Veterans Day. A lot of people have got school off. You know, I had the opportunity to teach on Friday at one of the schools. I taught sixth grade, which is probably that's the appropriate level for me to teach sixth grade. We all get along real well. we throw paper at each other. No. But
they don't talk back.
they do. I had to Velcro one and stick him to the wall. All right, no, I didn't do that. I'm just kidding. Now, but we talked about Veterans Day, and they knew what Veterans Day was, and they knew what it was for. A lot of them, many of them, probably the vast majority of the children there, parents were veterans, or their grandparents were, or their brother was in the service. They knew what Veterans Day was, and they didn't know exactly what to do. And as I told everybody, the important thing is that you. If you see a veteran, I said, if it's your father or mother or brother or sister, I said, you just thank them. Just say thank you for serving. That's not a big thing. It's just thanking them. You know, it's acknowledging the fact that They put themselves on the line for the country. And, you know, we've had unpopular wars. We've had wars people didn't agree with. And the bottom line is you can't hate the people that fight it. You know, hate the politicians. They're the ones that send them in. Anyway, the other thing, yeah, tomorrow we're going to have Veterans Day at Igoe Cemetery. It's a Veterans Day memorial out there. It starts at 11 o'clock. We've got a number of speakers. I am going to be the master of ceremonies out there, so I can introduce these heroes. And they range from World War II, prisoners of war, to Iraqi freedom veterans. Pauline, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Pauline.
Happy birthday there to those Marines.
Hey,
yes,
hoorah.
Sir.
Good. The reason I'm calling is let's not forget to get those heroes' names that are out there serving on our monument over there at the library.
That's right.
We are still waiting for more names to come in. I need 15 names per tile to go up. I need 4 more names to complete 1 tile. So everybody out there, we have that webpage, Families Honoring Our Troops, Yahoo.com. There's an application there on that for you to fill out and get it sent in
okay.
to us.
Families Honoring Our Troops. Plus, you can go to our website, Free Fire Radio, and we have a link to that.
Good.
And what Pauline and her group does is it's a nonpartisan, you know, anything like that. Only thing we're doing is we're honoring anybody that has served in the military since August of 1990.
From the North State.
From the North State. Oh, from Reading. Right.
Yes. Or if you have if you happen to have a son-in-law who is serving that's not from here, but you live here, or a daughter-in-law, excuse me, or someone like that, you're still eligible to put your loved one there on our monument.
Great.
So, but those that are serving here from this North State, this Shasta County area, we would love to get those names. And there's a lot of them out there that have not heard about us yet. But you can go look at that monument over there in front of the new library. It's a beautiful monument. And let's get those names up there.
All raised by donations from the people here in the North State and put together by the Family Honor Our Troop people. Y'all have done just a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. We want to honor all of those that are out there serving.
Will we see you at the ball tonight?
Unfortunately not.
Will we see you at the parade tomorrow?
Yes.
Excellent.
Not
yes.
the parade, but
not
the
parade, the memorial.
The cemetery, yes.
Yes.
One of my sons... who served with him there in the Marines is speaking, and I will definitely be there.
That's right. You know, I'm looking forward to having Chad speak out there.
Yeah, I am too. He's a Purple Heart recipient, you know, so let's...
Battle of Fallujah.
Yes. So all of you that can make it out there, be sure and be there, because it's a very touching day to have them stand out there and speak.
You know what, I think it's great to have, it's not just the veterans and, you know, people that are married to veterans, but it's time to bring the kids out there. Let them start taking a look at what happens and at the people that have shed their blood for this country. But other thing, too, is people who have served, maybe many years ago, decades ago, that maybe had not been in combat, but they are honorable veterans.
Yes, they are.
And they're buried out there at Igoe. And it's a beautiful, beautiful cemetery.
And that's where we have, you know, with the military that has served during that time, some of them have not gone over, but you served, and you still need your name to be placed on that monument.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean you have to be in combat. You know,
right.
A veteran doesn't mean that you're a veteran of combat. It just means you're a veteran of the armed forces.
That's right, of all branches.
Of all
even
branches.
The Coast Guard. We even have Coast Guard names
that's
on
right.
there. And we just absolutely appreciate everything that they do for us. At least I do. I think
the vast majority of the people do. I think so.
We're a very giving, caring northern state, I just really appreciate living in this community.
Well, this community is great, and it's a conservative community, but it's still you've got a lot of veterans up here, and people do. I think people do appreciate the veterans, and the thing is that it's something that everybody. It's kind of a buy-in for this country. That's the way I look at it. It's something they wanted to do to serve this country.
And it certainly continues us the freedoms that we have in this country. Without that military, I don't know what would happen to us, but I really appreciate them.
Well, hey, Pauline, thank you so much
thank
for calling.
You.
And thank you for what you're doing with Family Honor and our troops.
Oh, you're welcome. And please get those names turned on, folks. We need to get that monument filled up.
Thank you, Pauline.
Thanks, Pauline.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
We'll have to keep bringing that up because that is something that is absolutely an honor.
It is. And, you know, they do this out of love of our veterans. Hey, look, this is Carl Bott and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Got to sell some stuff here, so join us on the other side. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, my next guest is somebody that somebody sent me an email about, and her name is Carissa Marine. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Marine Corps birthday.
Well, you know, to have a somebody named Marine calling us on the Marine Corps birthday, whose husband's a Marine and who has written a book about Marines, what else could I do?
He was destined.
It was destined. Okay. Now, Carissa, first of all, thanks for calling in.
And thank you.
And for the rest of our listeners who, when the phone lines are backed up, please hang on and we'll get to you as soon as we're finished with this. Now, Carissa, tell us about your book.
My book is actually a children's book. It's called The Little Marine and the Flag, and it's for ages about preschool to about fifth grade, and it teaches the history of and the respect for our American flag.
Well, what a great idea for a book. And your husband, I understand, is getting ready to deploy here pretty soon.
Yes, he is, this week.
And can you tell us where he's going?
Yes, he's going to Afghanistan. He's been to Iraq before, but this will be his first time in Afghanistan, so...
Well, you know, Iraq, of course, it's settled down so much that the Marines have turned over the Al-Anbar province to the Iraqis. Things have quieted down, so Marines go where there's the where the guns are firing.
It's true.
So he's been out. He's deployed a couple of times before then.
Yes, he started back when the war began back in Iraq. That was his first deployment.
Uh-huh. And I tell you what, we appreciate and we salute him. The people up here in the North State, well, most of the United States does that. And so, you know, he'll have our blessings.
Thank you.
Are you going to have a book signing with your book?
Yes, we are. Actually, it's on Veterans Day. Tomorrow is the official release date for my book. So I know there's a lot going on, but if you're out in the Anderson area, we'll be at the Marble Slab Creamery in the Shasta Factory Outlets from 12:30 to 2:30. I'll be signing, but they're also giving 20% discount on ice cream.
Okay, so tell us again where that's going to be.
That's at the Marble Slab Creamery.
Marble Slab Creamery.
At the Shasta Factory Outlets in Anderson.
What time?
12:30 to 2:30 p.m.
Okay, now the Veterans Day program out there at IGO goes from 11, it'll probably go from 11 to 12. So
yes.
That means that all of our veterans and all of our Marines can
and
go.
Families.
And
head
families.
Head over for some ice cream.
Can go over to the Shasta Mall. They're in Anderson, to the ice cream place.
Exactly.
And buy a book.
Sounds good.
Well, you know what? We're going to try that. We're going to come by there tomorrow. I'll be in uniform, so if that's okay.
That'd be great. We'd love to see you.
And do call in if you have a second place that you'll be signing your book. We want to support you, and what a great Christmas gift.
Exactly.
What a great stocking stuffer.
Oh, thank you.
and Carissa, hey, we're going to be on tomorrow morning, of course, so give us a call tomorrow morning also so we can just kind of remind people again.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, Carissa,
thank
you so much for what you've done. And let me tell you something, folks. If it wasn't for the Marine families, you wouldn't be having the success the Marine Corps has had and our veterans are having, all of our people, because the families are the ones that hold it together. Families are the ones that take a brunt of a lot of this. So, you know, you're a hero too, Carissa, and we salute you.
Thank you.
And you know what? We're going to come over tomorrow and meet you, and this is not the last time you're going to be on this show.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a refugee, you might say, from World War II.
A refugee.
I had a very dear friend that was in the Corps, and I spent my time in the Army and the ATC, but he was one of the guys in Carlson's Raiders.
Oh, okay.
And he's not with us anymore. And I just wanted to salute Milton Arnold was his name, one of the nicest guys I ever met, and a tough, tough guy. And he went through hell over there.
Well, I tell you what, Carlson's Raiders was a heck of a group of people,
yeah.
Fighting in the early part of the island hopping campaigns.
He went through the whole mess.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I appreciate you calling, Don.
There's one branch that you don't mention much, and that was what we used to call the ATC back then. And we were the guys that ran the hospital ships and the troop transports.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm sorry that I don't. Because, you know what? You all are heroes just as much as anybody else. I may not touch on everybody, but I need people like you to call and to remind me. And I appreciate it so much.
And the other thing, Carl, real very briefly, are the guys that ran the ships with the supply system that took it all to Europe. the casualties in that area was very, very high.
Well, horrendous. Those they call them Liberty ships that were heading from the East Coast over to Europe. Absolutely, yep. They were the favorite prey for the German wolf pack.
I understand that the casualty rate per number of men that were involved in that was probably one of the highest in the Second World War.
My gosh. Well, you know what? It's America's greatest generation. What can I say?
I vividly recall December 7th, my friend.
And what were you doing?
I beg your pardon?
What were you doing?
What was I doing at that time?
Yeah.
I was in school. I was a kid. But hey. As soon as I could get myself in gear and get my mother to sign for me, I was in the military, too.
I tell you. Hey, Don, tomorrow's Veterans Day. I really want you to call me back tomorrow, too. And because I've got to take a break now, and I've got the phone lines filled up.
Okay,
but
I'd like to talk to you.
Well, I'd like to talk to you tomorrow too, Don. So thank you so much for your phone call and for your remembrance of your Marine friend.
Absolutely, thank you, sir.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Phone lines filled up, so hang on. We'll get right back to you here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS. We don't have a lot of time. Let's go to the phones. Paul, good morning. Paul,
hello.
Paul, good morning.
Carl, we had a beautiful parade up here in the city of Shasta Lake.
It was great.
But how did you ever get the idea this is Shasta Lake City?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was my producer told me.
Well, you've heard about a wet noodle. Across the knuckles.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Okay, sorry about that. I thought it was Shasta Lake.
What is the official?
The city of Shasta Lake.
Oh, the city of Shasta Lake.
The troops can win the war, but the politician can lose it.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's the city of Shasta Lake.
It's the city of Shasta Lake. I was one of the founding fathers.
Well, I keep coming there. You think I would I would know that.
But anyway, World War II, Truman, Churchill, and Stalin met. And they give Stalin Eastern Europe, now listen, North Vietnam and North Korea. And that mistake cost us 100,000 troops dead.
Yeah, it did. And I tell you what, the people that fought in those wars, so much has happened since then. You think that it's going to be over, and it just keeps rolling. There's always something else, isn't there, Paul?
Right. I enlisted in 39 and retired in 60. And, of course, I was in the Navy, and we figured the Marine Corps is a poor stepchild.
Oh, well, you know what? It's the Marines are a department of the Navy. That's true. Yeah, the men's department.
Don't remember there, Carl.
Yeah, hey, it's the men's department.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Okay, thanks a lot, Paul. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kim.
What a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous parade it was yesterday.
Wasn't it a great day?
Oh, it was a great day. And I would like to thank the city of Shasta Lake City Lions Club.
The Lions Club was great.
For working so many years of putting on this Veterans Day parade.
I think people need to realize that this really was
and,
spectacular.
A lot of years we've been attending a part of that parade.
Uh-huh.
And this is the second year without my husband. But I went out in memory of him with his blanket. I sat next to the grandstand, and I watched you guys.
Well, I tell you what, Kim, the city of Shasta Lake put on a great one. And I'd like to thank John Kleckner.
John Kleckner, Leroy Neuwenfeld. There's numerous veterans.
They all
tirelessly to put on this parade. It was the best one I ever seen.
Well, it's the largest one north of Fresno, they say.
Uh-huh.
And
I
tell you what,
it was beautiful.
And the kids loved it. The people were out there. And what I'd love to see is like another 10,000 people show up there to see just how good it is.
It was a perfect day for it, but attendance, that's just something that people need to go out there.
Well,
it's just something they should see and appreciate it.
It's the type of thing is that people, it's... Unless you've got somebody there, they don't think about it so much. They think of it as a four-day weekend.
And I saw Sheriff Bosenko leading motorcycle groups.
That's right.
It was awesome. And I tried to wave at you, but you guys are too focused on.
That's right. I was trying hard not to, not to drop the bike and push.
I just want to thank the city of Shasta Lake City and Lions Club and all the veterans who participate so hard.
Well, thank you, Kim.
Their heart and soul. And also, the Carissa, the Marine, did she write little children's book?
Right.
She was on a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have her autographed copy of a book that I'm sending to my grandson.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm heading over there, and we're going to buy a couple copies, too, to send to our grandkids.
Yes, and she's beautiful, and what a cute little story, and instill patriotism into little children.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Kim, thank you so much. And
thank
we will
you.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and remember, tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Igoe Cemetery and National Cemetery, there will be a wonderful ceremony out there honoring our veterans, the fallen veterans, the ones that are standing out there, the ones alive. We're going to have a number of speakers. It's going to be great out there.
The Navy, the Coast Guard, the Army, the Marines.
And the Air Force. Okay, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?